A romantic ballad launched one career, revived another, and became a beloved standard for generations of musicians. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on Round Midnight.
Aside from limited engagements at Minton's Playhouse in Harlem, the young pianist, Thelonious Monk, had mostly short-term gigs. In 1943, he began romancing his future wife, Nellie Smith, and registered for copyright a song called I Need You So. The next year, the Cootie Williams Orchestra recorded the ballad. But by then, Monk had dropped the original lyrics and now called it Round Midnight. Monk himself recorded it in 1947, but other artists embraced it as well. Miles Davis' performance at the 1955 Newport Jazz Festival jump-started his career. Davis wrote that when he played Monk's tune, everybody went crazy. People were running up to me, offering me record deals. In a few months, Davis recorded his album called Roundabout Midnight. Among other greats interpreting the tune, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Ella.
It begins to tell round midnight.
The melody transcends genres. In 2003, Italian pianist Emmanuel Arciulli commissioned classical composers to create Round Midnight variations. Round Midnight, featured in at least 18 recordings by Monk himself and in over 100 made by others, is often cited as the most recorded standard by a jazz composer.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.